Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 1:18 to 20. Isaiah 1:18 to 20. Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. My theme for this reflection is a call to true transformation. A call to true transformation. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. With these words from Isaiah 1:18 to 20, we hear a God who, despite his disappointment in his people, offers grace, dialogue, and transformation. This is a call from God to sit down together, to honestly examine our hearts, and to seek a new way of living. It is an invitation to allow divine mercy to reshape our lives, to replace the stains of sin with purity as white as snow. The chapter begins with a stern rebuke, worship. One's pleasing to God has become nauseating because it lacks substance. It is hollow, devoid of true justice and love. The people of Judah are going through the motions, offering sacrifices and prayers, while failing to address the wrongs and injustices around them. God desires more than rituals. He desires a relationship rooted in justice, mercy, and love. The contrast between meaningless rituals and authentic devotion runs deep throughout Isaiah's message. When God says, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow," He is not just talking about forgiveness, He is talking about transformation. This transformation begins when we choose to turn away from injustice and actively pursue good. God invites us not just to cleanse our worship, but to cleanse our actions, our motives, and our entire lives. My dear friends, this message resonates deeply in our present time, a time marked by broken systems, injustice, and inequality. We are called to worship God not only through our prayers and songs, but through our actions toward our neighbors. As theologian John Stott once said, we must allow the Word of God to confront us, to disturb our security, to undermine our complacency, and to overthrow our patterns of thought and behavior. Isaiah's challenge is the same for us today. Are we willing to move beyond empty acts of religiosity into a life that genuinely reflects God's justice and love? Are we willing to let go of our comfort, face the uncomfortable truths of our society, and become agents of change? God invites us to be part of something deeper and more transformative, a fellowship that stands against injustice, that cares for the marginalized, and that embodies His righteousness. Today, the world looks for the church to be more than a place of worship. It looks to us as a source of hope and justice. God's plea to come now, let us reason together, is a call for us to engage, to acknowledge our failures, and to embrace the forgiveness and transformation that only He can provide. But this requires a choice, a willingness to follow His way of justice, to advocate for the oppressed, and to lift up the downtrodden. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can we move beyond merely attending church services to truly live out God's call for justice in our daily lives? Number two, are there areas in our lives where our words of worship and our actions do not align, how might we reconcile them? Heavenly Father, we come before you today ready to reason together as you have invited us. We confess that we often fall into routines of hollow worship, neglecting your call to do justice, love, mercy, and walk humbly with you. Lord, wash us clean. Make our hearts as pure as snow and lead us into a deeper relationship with you, a relationship marked not by words alone, but by actions that honor your kingdom. Help us to be your hands and feet in a world so in need of your justice and love. Transform us, that our worship may be pleasing to you and our lives reflect your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.